NFL, and from a betting angle, it is David Bierman, ESPN Daily Wager contributor and deputy editor for ESPN.com. David, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Matt, thanks for having me. Hope all is well up there. If it's cold here in Connecticut, I'm sure it's really, really cold up there.
It's one of those days where it's sunny, blue skies, it looks gorgeous, but I ain't going outside into it because, yeah, it is cold.
But I always tell people that I have issues with the weather apps telling you it's sunny out when it's like 5 degrees. The other day I went and took my kid to the bus stop, and my app said 5 degrees sunny. Not so sure how sunny that is, but anyhow.
Yeah, it's like tell your son take an Uber. All right, you know what? Let's start here then. Which game for you is going to have, and you can take this just from what happens on the field, but also maybe from prop bets or just the line. Which game is going to be impacted more by weather? Bills-Pats or Bucks-Eagles?
I got to think it's going to be Bills-Pats. Anytime you have games that are in that cold of conditions and windy conditions, and we saw what happened last time they played in Buffalo where the wind was so bad that Bill Belichick took out the old 1950s Bears football and just ran the ball 500 times. I don't see him replicating that again, nor do I think it would work again. But whenever you have really cold conditions, and it was actually quite surprising to see how bad Josh Allen has been when the temperature's that low. He's actually 0-5 against the spread in games that are below 20 degrees, which was a little bit surprising because it's not like he came from a sunshine state. He played at Wyoming, and there's plenty of cold weather there. He just hasn't played well in those conditions, and I think that could be a problem for the Bills. But at the same time, you have Mac Jones, who is a rookie, who has admitted that he had never seen snow before that game in Buffalo earlier this season. So you have two teams with young quarterbacks playing in a game that weather could play a huge part in this.
How angry do you get when you hear someone say they've never seen snow before?
I don't, only because I'm a Miami kid who grew up as a Dolphins fan in South Florida, and I had been the guy when he was 23 years old living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who had said, I have never seen snow before. So now I live in Connecticut. I've been here 16, 17 years. I've seen enough snow for the rest of my life, but I do get why someone from Canada would roll their eyes that I've never seen snow before. But keep in mind, these are some players that have played in the Alabamas and Floridas of the world. They haven't seen it. It doesn't snow down there.
Yeah, the SEC and shovels don't really go hand in hand unless it's shoveling money. You mentioned you're from Florida, and I'm hearing rain. I'm hearing wind. You know, does that change your opinion? Like the line is like 8.5, 9 for Tampa. Does that make you think it'll be a closer game and maybe people should be nervous about some of the overs on player prop bets?
I think that you should play closer to the unders on the player prop bets and or the game total itself. I'm not necessarily sure it's going to affect the 8.5 because I think Tampa is just a far better team. It was a nice story, the Eagles making the playoffs, and nobody thought that they would have a good season. But the talent is far superior in Tampa. And keep in mind, the guy running the ship down there has plenty of bad weather experience. Tom Brady doesn't seem to be bothered by anything, rain, snow, sleet, sunshine. He wins wherever he goes. I still think Tampa wins that game quite easily, but you do remember last time these two teams played earlier this year on that Thursday night game, even though Tampa controlled it throughout, Philly did have a backdoor cover, and you never know with weather how that could happen. I'm not playing that game in terms of a side, but I would lean Tampa in the under in that one.
Is there a game you feel strongest about this weekend, and is there a game that makes you the most nervous from a handicapping point of view?
The game I like the most, and I'll preface it by saying I've been on the Arizona Cardinals all year. I took their over 8 win total. I actually took them at plus 650 to win the West when everybody else was 2-1 or less in terms of San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams. It was obvious Arizona was the fourth team in that division, and they went out, started 7-0, and nearly won the division title. They handled the Rams pretty well the last time they were in L.A., lost to them at home, but this is an Arizona team that is 8-1 on the road this season, has played significantly better. I don't trust the Rams as much as I can throw them. The same team that blew a 17-0 lead to allow San Francisco in the playoffs last week, snuck by Baltimore without Lamar Jackson a few weeks earlier. The Rams, Mark, are a team that can win the entire thing. They can win the Super Bowl, and nobody's going to be surprised. They're also a team that could lose at home to Arizona this week, and I like Arizona. In terms of the game that makes me the most nervous, probably that Dallas-San Francisco game. When the line first came out on Sunday, I was stunned see it at 2.5 and 3 across most markets. I had put it at about 5.5, 6. I always like to guess what the lines are ahead of time. So I immediately jumped on Dallas, and I took Dallas at -2.5 in one place and 3 in another, and I said, this is going to be the easiest one of the week. The more I've listened and the more I've listened to handicappers and talking heads, the entire world is on San Francisco this week. That makes me nervous. They're a very live, popular dog. I look at the two teams and I say Dallas is significantly better than San Francisco. This should be a 5-point spread. But I'm very nervous because I seem to be on an island all by myself. Again, I took this Sunday night right away. It was the first bet I made of the week. I grabbed it as fast as I could. And the line hasn't moved towards Dallas. It's actually gone the other way. I could probably get a better line today. I don't understand it because I just don't buy San Francisco. I don't buy Jimmy G. It was nice that he rallied him in the fourth quarter. I kind of ate a little crow when I tweeted out, does anybody actually think Jimmy G could go 85 yards to take his team to the playoffs? And he did exactly that. I just think Dallas is, believe it or not, in today's day and age, when it's America's team, is a little underrated. Everybody's waiting for McCarthy to screw up and waiting for Dallas to screw up, and they may very well. But I think that happens in Green Bay or Tampa and not at home versus San Francisco.
You see, now I just want to make you feel more nervous, but that's because I'm one of the talking heads that's on the 49ers, and okay, here's the concern, is that how much of Dallas, their record, the stats, is fattening up on the NFC East? Also, San Fran at the beginning of the year, their over-under total was set at like 10.5. Now they're getting healthy. It looks like Trent Williams, who might be the best lineman in football, is back. The defensive line, we saw what they did to the Rams last week. So I'm leaning towards getting those 3 points because I think in terms of talent, they're pretty even, and San Fran had a harder schedule. So that would be my pushback to you, sir.
I don't disagree with any of that. I think San Francisco's defense, if they play as well as they're capable of playing and if Williams is healthy, they're as good as anybody in football. This is a team who 2 years ago won the NFC and went to the Super Bowl. I didn't buy them then, even though they were 2 minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. Last year, they were ravaged by injuries and had a predictably bad year. This year, it's kind of back and forth. They were great at the beginning, then they went low, and then they snuck back into the playoffs at the end. And maybe I bought in the Dallas hype a little too much because that's what happens every single year, and they let you down. There's something about this Dallas team that I've watched a lot that I like them. But, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. San Francisco could win this game. They're one of the final 17 in that conference. And they can win that conference. Maybe I've been sleeping on them a little bit. I just think Dallas, with what they have on offense, can get it done. Now, the big thing for Dallas is, will they be able to stop San Francisco's run? Because San Francisco seems to be able to run on anybody nowadays. If they can't stop the run and San Francisco controls the clock and controls the ball, it could be a long day in Dallas. I like them in this one. And let's put it this way. I mean, I took it. I'll tell you where I'm at. I took it Sunday night. And then when it was time to write the column for the week with me and the rest of the Daily Wager people, yeah, I didn't take them. I went ahead and took Arizona. And I did not take Dallas because not only did I see two of my writers on San Francisco, but all everybody else is on San Francisco. I'm like, you know what? I'll stick with my Cardinals since I've been, on them all year long, and we'll play it safe. Now, I do have money on Dallas, and we'll see what happens. But those are the two games I was looking at the most.
Hey, by the way, I agree with you on Tampa and Arizona. I just have to pick arguments when it's one we disagree on. But maybe that's my insecurity. The interesting thing here, David, is how many of these teams, and this speaks to sort of the parity that we have, how many of these teams could you see winning the Super Bowl or losing this first week? Because, I could see San Fran going all the way, but I could see them losing first week. I could see Dallas. There's a bunch of teams out there that if you told me they're going to lose or they're going to win it all, I think I would have the same equal emotional reaction.
I would 100% agree with you. In the NFC, outside of Philadelphia, no offense to anybody listening in Philly, I think anybody else, and they're also going up against Tampa, but it would not surprise me to see Dallas, Tampa, L.A., Green Bay, or even San Francisco or Arizona win the conference. And San Francisco did this exact thing 2 years ago. The AFC is a little bit – the AFC is more wide open, but I also think the AFC is tighter, if you know what I mean. It's open, whereas there's no really solid good team like there is with a whole bunch in the NFC. But I also don't see I don't – the Raiders winning the Super Bowl. I don't see –
No.
it's one of those situations where it looks like it's Kansas City, Buffalo, or maybe Tennessee because of the bye. Everybody else is just kind of playing for positioning there, where the NFC, you could legit see six of the seven teams win the Super Bowl. So it's weird that all year long, all of the teams that have been exceptionally strong have been in the top of the NFC, whereas the AFC has just been parity and, like, just no one's taking control until Kansas City ruled off eight straight wins late. I still think they're the team to beat in the AFC. It's funny how we were after, like, 6 weeks of the season, everybody was writing them off, and they were in last place in the division. But at the end of the day, you see Josh Allen and Buffalo doing it. I don't really see Belichick doing it with Mac Jones and that team. I just don't see it. Whereas, you know, is Joe Burrow going to win a Super Bowl at Cincinnati? I'm not sure they're there just yet. They may be there in 3 years. So I really think it's a Kansas City-Buffalo scenario, and everybody wants us to write off Tennessee, but I do have a 5-1 AFC championship ticket with Tennessee I'm holding on to. We'll see what happens with that, but not sure I'd make that same bet today.
No, the hard thing there is you just need – everyone's got to be great. Because Tannehill's productive, but you're going to need Antonio – and they could be. You need Antonio Brown, Derrick Henry, and then Julio Jones, who – you know, has had a really disappointing year when he's been able to play. It's funny, you're right. I'm there as well. I am already writing off the Titans, who get the number one seed, but they're the third favorite in the AFC behind KC and Buffalo.
And it is. It really is going to come down to what version of Derrick Henry, if we get one back, are we going to see? If we see the 2,000-yard rusher who somehow was still in the top six or seven of the rushing title, even with missing the second half of the season, Tennessee has just as good of a chance as anybody to just run Derrick Henry to death for three games and he win a Super Bowl. But I spent 8 years watching Ryan Tannehill, and as proud as I am as to what he's been able to do leaving Miami and actually getting coached up properly and getting out of the Adam Gase world, I still don't think this is a Super Bowl winning team unless Derrick Henry comes back and is healthy. They're good enough. They've proven it. They've beaten Buffalo. They've beaten Kansas City. They're good enough to do it. But they've also lost to Houston. So you talked about a few minutes ago when you said, can you see all these teams winning the Super Bowl and losing their first game? Well, Tennessee's that team. Tennessee's that team that has beaten the best and has lost to the worst. They're probably the hardest team to handicap in football right now because you also don't know what you're getting from Derrick Henry.
That's true. God, it's so hard. It's going to be so awesome. And look at this, David. We finished the interview. We didn't even talk about Viagra. Look at us being adults.
That is good. It's very good that we don't talk about that. Thank you. Last interview I did, they were talking about manscaping. So, you know, Viagra, manscaping, it's all related.
I had the question set up, but we're out of time. David Bearman, you can follow him on Twitter, at dbearman, ESPN, Daily Wager contributor, and deputy editor for ESPN.com. David, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for joining the show. Enjoy the games, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait for 49ers Cowboys. Of all the games, that's the one I think that everyone's most excited about, especially if you are of a certain age where you remember the mid-90s. Take care, sir.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the game.
Yeah, absolutely. David Bearman covers all Daily Wagers with ES.